Our topic is Jesus is our cornerstone. What is the most important part in a building? I have a building next to me. Are you able to see this building? What is the most important part? Is it the roof? Okay. Is it the side wall? No, I don't think so. The most important part in a building is the foundation, the cornerstone. The first stone that is laid in any building is the cornerstone. Have you seen a building being constructed? The first stone that is laid is the cornerstone. Why cornerstone is important? There are two reasons. Number one, the cornerstone takes all the load of the building. Whatever is going to be built, it is going to be built on the cornerstone. And so the cornerstone has to be correctly placed so that everything can be built on it. Second reason, the cornerstone gives alignment to other bricks or other stones. According to the cornerstone, other stones are placed. If something is sticking out, then you can easily align it according to the cornerstone. Something is going in the stone, then you can bring it out and put it correctly according to the cornerstone. So the cornerstone is the most important part in the building. But normally, we don't see cornerstones, right? In our picture, I think we have shown the cornerstone, but it is always hidden. But everything is built on it. If we disturb the cornerstone, what will happen? The entire building will collapse. Now, Jesus says he is our cornerstone. He is our cornerstone. And we build our lives on him. We build our lives on him. According to the instructions that he gives us, we put everything one by one, and we build. But the question comes to us, why people do not understand this? Israelites have not understood this. Jesus was physically present, teaching them importance of who he is, and also told them that the kingdom of God has come, but they pretty much rejected. They rejected. Do you realize how valuable Jesus is? Israelites failed to recognize this, failed to realize this. The question comes to you, do you realize how valuable Jesus is? Now, I thought I will bring two examples and then we will go ahead and build this building again. Now, one is why we don't understand him. Have you watched Antiques Roadshow television program? Have you watched? It's a beautiful program, isn't it? Everybody loves to watch. And I read a story about a lady who bought things from a garage sale. As she was going to her home, she bought some material, some things from a garage sale. One of them was a flower pot. She bought it. Probably she spent, it happened in UK, she probably spent £1 to buy that flower pot. She kept it at her home, One, she kept it on her loft. One day she heard that this antiques roadshow is going to take place in her village. So she thought that she would clear all her items. So she took even the flower pot. Somebody, the expert in antiques, he looked at it and said, "This is valuable. This is from an old time and it's going to go for big price." So she was surprised and they put it on auction. The one which she bought for £1 went for 32,450 pound. That's around 38,000 euros. The one she bought for £1 went for a big price. It was hidden. In her eyes, it was just a small flower pot. It was hidden, but when somebody looked at it, he found the value of it, the value of it. Jesus is precious, the cornerstone. We have not looked at him closely. We have not shown any kind of an interest to know about him. When we know about him, we know how precious he is. Another example that I want to bring is this. This is about it's a story, just an illustration. One night, some thieves entered into a shop. The shop was closed. They entered the shop. They did not steal anything, but they did something different. What they did was they interchanged the price tag. Whatever is valuable for 10 euros, they took the price tag and attached that price tag, tied it on an article, on a thing which is 1,000 euros. They changed everything. Whatever is for small value, if you go to the shop the next morning, it will be highly expensive. Whatever high value, you get it in cheaper price. That's how they interchanged the price tag. What happened the next morning when the shop was opened? Big confusion, big confusion, and the shopkeepers were not able to run the shop. Satan has done exactly the same to us in this world. He taught us to give less importance to the valuable things. And also he is giving us the teaching that what is less important should be more valuable in our lives. That's how he is teaching. He has changed everything, all the priorities he changed. And we give importance to something which is not at all important. And we give less important to things which are more important. May I ask someone to come and build this building? Who will come and help me in building this building? Yes, come. Come. Yeah, the same way.
Well done.
They built it exactly the same way it was built before. Two things let's remember. Number one, Jesus is not an option. Jesus is not at all an option. He is our cornerstone. On him, we build our lives. If we have to build our lives on him, listen to him. He is giving us direction on his holy scripture. Listen to him. And then, when you don't know how to build your lives, ask him. Ask him, and he will guide you. Israelites failed. They desperately failed. The cornerstone was available to them, but they failed. But when we build our lives by listening to him, when we build our lives by asking him, and I'm sure we will build a wonderful building like this. May the dear Lord bless us all. Amen.